The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Once again, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year in advance in Jesus' name. Very quickly this morning, before we go into the praise and appreciation of God this morning, this is a victory praise banquet. And so we'll be praising God. I'll just give you the word of God, very sharp, and then we'll go into praise. Instructions for destiny upgrade is the title of the message this morning. Instructions for destiny upgrade. We thank God for all that God has done in the year 2017, and the year is fast moving to an end. And we are grateful to him for all that he has done so far. And for us to move to where he wants to take us and to go to the level that he desires to take us, we need instructions. Somebody say instructions. Instruction is very important according to Proverbs 4 verse 1 and 2. There is no child or no person that can fly or succeed beyond the level of his or her instructions. The more the instructions you can receive, the more blessed you are. The Bible says, hear ye children the instructions of a father. We are expected to listen to the instructions of our father and attend to what he's telling us. Verse 2. For I give you good doctrine, and forsake ye not my law. I give you instructions that will lead to your distinctions. I give you instructions that will lead to your change of levels. My prayer for somebody here today is that the instructions of this morning will lead to a change of story for you in Jesus' name. And of course, destiny upgrade means improvement in our lives. Many things have happened this year, 2017. And everyone desires an improvement. Everyone desires an upgrade. And it takes instructions to be able to be upgraded. You see, in life, if you want to fly, you need instructions. A pilot, the professor in the university, the professor in the pilot school is called chief instructor. If you have reached the peak of being a pilot if you are learning to be a pilot, you must take instruction from the chief instructor. If the instructor says this is what to press, and you say I don't wish to press this, then you can't fly. Or if you are flying, you are down. And as God gives us concluding instructions this morning, I pray that it will lead to an upgrade in our lives in the name of Jesus. Number one instruction for destiny upgrade is learn to always take stock of the benefits you have received in the course of the year. Learn to always count your blessing. In Psalm 103 that we read during the call to worship, it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that within me, bless the holy name, bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not his benefits. Learn to count his blessings if you want to be upgraded. If you desire that God should upgrade you, learn to always look at the things he has done for you. There's a general saying, a wise man said, he said, if you are not grateful, you are a great fool. If your desire is that God should upgrade you in 2018, as we have few hours left to approach that year, learn to count your blessings. Count your blessings, not your losses. If you appreciate him, he will keep appreciating you. The first appreciation is thanksgiving. The second appreciation is upgrade. If you appreciate him, he will appreciate you. If you thank him, he will fill your thanks. And it's very important at this time for you to sit down. Proverbs 18 verse 1, a man having sat down, true wisdom, a man having sat down, thinketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. Sit down and say, what has God done for me? Then you begin to list them. On the basis of this, you lift your voice in appreciation. Many focus on what God has not done, ignoring what he has done. And this can grieve God. May you never grieve God in the name of Jesus. I said, may you never grieve God in the name of Jesus. Number two, instruction for destiny upgrade is don't keep repeating the same mistakes year in, year out. Take a critical look at the mistakes you have done in 2017. Life is a school, and there are always lessons to be learned in every school. Hello? Hello? There is always lessons to be learned in every school. And every day, every week, every month, and every year provides us with lessons. Every mistake has a hidden message. Every mistake you have made this year is, you can call it a mistake, but it's a message to you. This is how not to do it. This way, don't ever try to do it like this again, or you fail. Don't ever try to solve this problem like this again. Every mistake has a message. Making a mistake is not a crime, but repeating the same mistake year in, year out is criminal. When you make a mistake, it's not a crime. But when you keep doing the same mistakes, it has become criminal. Learn to learn from the mistakes that you have made in 2017 so as not to carry on in 2018 with the same mistakes. Somebody say, I hear. Keep yourself from repeating the same mistake. Keep yourself from repeating the mistakes that you have heard that others made. Keep yourself from repeating the mistakes that you saw your parents make. Maybe your father, in his lifetime, maybe he married 5 wives. And your house was like a boxing ring. Tyson was there. Muhammad Ali was there. All the big wrestlers were in your house, fighting both physically and diabolically. They fight physically. No, when somebody fights you physically, it's one level. When somebody now goes diabolical, appears to you in the night and says, you, with that your eye that is rolling like that, and you know that this one is a big problem. When you have seen such mistake, it's important for you not to go into such a mistake. Don't keep repeating the same mistakes you have made in this year, in a brand new year. Maybe you are the kind of person that everything gets you angry. Before your husband says one, you have already said 20. Before your parent says, why did you come late today? You are already angry. Why are you telling me this? Before your wife even says, what's going on? You are already angry. Then you say to yourself, this mistake must not be repeated again in the new year. Number three, instruction for destiny upgrade is lay a solid foundation for the upcoming year. If you want the year 2018 to be solid, lay a solid foundation. In Psalms 11 verse 3, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The foundation is very important in any building. And if you are going to succeed in life, you must pay attention to the foundation. Your depth determines your height. If you see a towerly building, it has a towerly depth. Pay attention to the foundation. And the foundation for any success is prayers. In Luke 18 verse 1, men always ought to pray and not to faint. If in the year 2017 you did not pray as much as you were supposed to, Don't move to 2018 with the same mentality. Lay a solid foundation. In 2017 ending, stroke 2018, to pave way for what God is going to do in the new year. A new year needs both physical and spiritual preparation. And success is not a happenstance. You don't just stumble on success. You just say, hey, I'm just successful. All of a sudden, it doesn't happen. Success is not a happenstance. You don't just become successful and you don't know what happened. It never happens. And to succeed, you need preparation. And that preparation, the number one of those preparations is called prayers. Preparing for the year. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1. And I will stand ye upon the tower. And I will see what he will see unto me. That's the place of prayer. I will stand upon the watch. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower. And we watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I'm reproved. That is, I will stand in the place of prayer. I will stand in the place of preparation to pave way for the new year. Quickly, this morning, what are some of the benefits of prayer? Benefits of prayer. Number one benefit of prayer is that prayer connects you with weakness. Prayer connects your weakness to heaven's strength. Prayer connects, if you are weak, prayer connects your weakness to heaven's strength. In the areas to which you are weak, prayer connects you with strength. That's 3B now. What is the benefit of prayer? Prayer takes away all limitations to your aspirations. Every limitation must bow by prayer. If what you are aspiring to become has not come, it's because you have not prayed enough. If what you are trusting God to get is has not reached your hand, it's simply because you have not prayed enough. And God always paves way with days, weeks, and months, and years to allow us to start afresh. To allow us to start afresh. This time, your aspiration shall come to pass. Can I hear your loudest amen? 3C, what is the benefit of prayer? Prayer provides a divine umbrella for your assignment. Prayer is what covers your assignment from the forces of darkness, from the powers of the wicked. You know, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, Ephesians 6 verse 12, but against principalities and powers, against rulers of darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. It is prayer that covers your assignment. If your assignment is to take care of your children, then it is prayer that covers those children. If it is your assignment, you have an assignment in ministry, so that ministry will not turn into a misery, you need prayer. If you have an assignment in business, it is wise to bring your business under the canopy of prayer. I had a story of a man in I think in Lagos or so, who has a thriving business. He employs staff. I think I told you that story sometime ago before. He employs staff. Their only work is intercession for the business. They don't have any work. Once they come in, when they sign, they go into prayer room and they are praying from morning till evening on the business. And I don't want to scare you of his daily turnover. Prayer is what brings your assignment under the canopy of God. Under the cover of God. 3D. What is the benefit of prayer? Prayer grants you added value where certificates cannot get you. Certificate and beauty. Thank God for your beauty. Thank God for your certificate. Thank God for your connection. It is prayer that gets you what your beauty certificate cannot get for you. And 3E. With prayer, your minimum efforts yields maximum results. With prayer, your minimum efforts yields maximum result. Somebody is here today, your minimum effort will yield maximum result. Your minimum effort will yield maximum result. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Your little effort will yield maximum result. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. And the upcoming prayer and fasting starting next tomorrow provides an awesome channel to tap into the grace available in prayers from the 2nd of January all through the 13th. Daily encounters with the Lord, preparing for how the entire year will be. Every day we are praying, mentioning every month of the year, starting from the 2nd, we start with January. Then the 2nd day we move to February. And diverse kinds of encounters are available under God in prayers, if only you make yourself available. I tell somebody here today, this upcoming year, God is going to amaze you. I say, God is going to amaze you. God is going to surprise you. So the ball is in your court. There is always a prize for every rise. Everything of value has a cost. Everything of value has a cost. Everything of value has a cost. My prayer for somebody here today, the grace to pay that price and to go home with your goods, God will give to you today. I say, God will give to you today. You will not only be seeing others testifying, your own shall become unto you. I say, your own will come unto you in the name of Jesus. Number 4, instruction for upgrade, for destiny upgrade. I said, number 1 instruction is what? Learn to always appreciate him. Number 2 is what? Don't keep repeating the same mistakes year in, year out. Number 3 is what? Lay a solid foundation in the place of prayer for the upcoming year. Don't depend on anybody. I know my wife is praying for me. I know my husband is praying for me. I know my mommy is praying for me. That's a risk. That's a risk. That's a big risk. You can't afford it because your life is too precious. You can't afford that somebody is going to pray for you. No. You take the bull by the horn. Number 4. Instruction for destiny upgrade is planning. Someone say planning. As we prepare to move into another year, one vital thing necessary is to sit down and plan. To have a plan and the plan fails is better than not to have a plan at all. To have a plan and the plan doesn't work out the way you want it is still better for you because you can adjust the plan. You can work on your plan and you can improve on it. But not to have a plan at all is to be a total failure. You will never be counted amongst failures in Jesus' name. In Luke 14 verse 28 to all through to 32, the Bible speaking there about the importance of planning. The importance of planning. The Bible says there in Luke 14 verse 28 to 32, for which of you intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counted the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it. That's planning. You want to do something, you first sit down to look at it. What are the pros and cons? How do I go about this project? How do I go about the admission? How do I go about starting a business? How do I go about, I have school fees of children to pay at so interval. How do I save up for it? All this must be on paper. Plan out, if possible today, get a diary or a jotter where you note your plans. Those without a plan, things are plain. There's nothing on ground. If the angels come, there's nothing they can walk on. Because nothing is written down. And that's why Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 2 says that we should write the vision and we should make it plain upon the table, that it might run that readeth it. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 2. Now let's go on here. Verse 29 now. After that he had laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that beholded it begin to mock it. You will not be mocked this new year. As we prepare to enter 2018, nobody will have cause to mock your family. Every project you start, none of it shall be an abandoned project. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? This is only possible if you sit down to plan. Because people are waiting to mock you, but they will never have that opportunity. And then this man began to build and was not able to finish it. They began to build, but they could not finish it because there was no plan on ground. I want to give you the best advice this morning. Please go and sit down after the service today and write out what you are trusting God for as a plan. Write out what you are trusting God. Also tonight, at the crossover night, we'll be sharing the prayer cards that you are trusting God for, that things you are trusting God for to pray on. But today, first write it all out on your own jotter, so that you can know what you plan to do. I pray for somebody here today. All your plans shall come to pass. I say your plans shall come to pass. Your plans shall come to pass. In the name of Jesus. You have planned before and it didn't come to pass. Please go and replan. It's because the plan was not in tune. That's why it didn't come to pass. As we prepare to enter another year, go and prepare another plan. Every year is an opportunity to plan another set of plans. That one did not work. Thank God for it. But you are still alive. Bible says there's hope for a tree. If it be cut down, it will sprout again. Bible says, rejoice not over me, my enemies. For when I fall, I will rise again. Micah chapter 7 verse 8. Maybe you fell this year. Don't worry. Since you are still on your feet, don't worry. Don't allow any enemy to think that it's over for you. My prayer for somebody here today is that no matter what they have planned against you, it will never come to pass. Because this year, your plans shall come to pass. Your plans shall come to pass. In the name of Jesus. Number 4. Instruction for destiny upgrade. Number 5 now. Am I right? Number 5 is strive for excellence. As we prepare to enter a new year, strive for excellence. Strive for excellence. Strive for excellence. In Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 10. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 10. Whatsoever your hand findeth to do, do it with all your might. Whatsoever your hand is doing, do it with all your... Turn to your neighbor and say, do it with all your might. Do it with all your might. That's what they call excellence. As you prepare to cross into a new year, let excellence be your watchword. That was what happened to Daniel in Daniel chapter 5 verse 12. He was a man that was excellent. And this distinguished him. You are the next person that God will distinguish. The Bible says that for as much as this excellent spirit, someone say excellent spirit. Excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding, interpretation of dreams and showing of hard sentences and dissolving of doubts were found in this Daniel. He was an excellent man. If you are working somewhere, be determined in 2018 to deliver with excellence. Anything your hand findeth to do, do it excellently well. Daniel was distinguished simply because of his excellent lifestyle. In Daniel 7 verse 9, Daniel 7 verse 9 also explains how this Daniel distinguished himself because he was an excellent man, walking in excellence always. That grace comes upon you this day in the name of Jesus. I said it comes upon you this day in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen. The spirit of excellence comes for somebody here in the name of Jesus. Sorry, beg your pardon. Daniel 6 verse 3. Then this Daniel was preferred above the president and princes because an excellent spirit was in him. He was preferred. You will be preferred in 2018. Amen. I said you will be preferred in 2018. Maybe you were rejected. you applied somewhere, you were rejected. Maybe your CV was not even prepared excellently well. Maybe your proposal was not. Maybe you submitted a proposal that that cockroaches has already poo-poo inside the back cover. And they saw the poo-poo of the cockroach. They said, this one is not an excellent proposal. Or one of the pages is cut into two. They said, no, this one cannot be an excellent person. Or you delivered something and that thing was not excellent. They said, this one cannot work with us. He's not excellent. She's not excellent. No longer will anybody call you a non-excellent person again in the name of Jesus. From today, that spirit of excellence comes on you in the name of Jesus. Don't settle for mediocrity as we prepare to end this year. Don't settle for mediocrity. Settle for anything you are doing. If you are a doctor, prepare to be the doctor in the new year. If you are an engineer, prepare to be the engineer. If you are an accountant, prepare to be the accountant. If you are a pastor, prepare to be the pastor. So when they talk about pastors, your name is a reference point. Because everything you do is done with excellence. That will be your testimony. I said that will be your testimony. That will be your testimony. Number six, instruction for destiny upgrade is love God passionately as you prepare to enter this new year. Love God passionately. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy might, with all thy power, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God, and it's necessary that it is done with everything in you, with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and all thy might. Everything you have, use it to love God. If your desire is for your destiny to move to a new level, let the love of God be paramount in your heart. Not just saying, I love you, I love you, I love you more than anything. That's a song. But your action, in your behavior, in your conduct, in every area. I can predict the end of a lover of God. I can predict it. I can predict how somebody will end who has refused to turn his back on his maker. I can predict it. I can almost predict it 99%, just leaving 1% for any eventuality. 99.9, because you can't love God and not be upgraded. I mean, and I'm talking about this as a practitioner, not just as somebody who is just saying it for preaching purpose. I've seen my life move from one level to another, from one level to another, from one level to another, on the platform of this love for God. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it come to the heart of man. What God has in store for them that love him. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9. You can't imagine how high you can go until your love for God begins to grow higher and higher. You can't imagine it. The more you love him, the more he upgrades your life. From today, nobody will find you on the floor again. I said, nobody will find you on the floor again. When people are looking for you, they will look up to look at you. I can't hear your amen. Is that a local Ilorin amen or an international amen? Let me hear your loudest amen. From today, when people are searching for you, they will not be searching for you on the floor again. You would have changed level. You would have moved to a better condition. The place they used to see you before, they will not find you there again. Because God would have handpicked you out of the many and would have put you in a distinguished place. Can I hear your loudest amen? But there's a major requirement. You must love him. Deuteronomy 7. Verse 9 also talks about that. You must love him. If your desire is for God to upgrade you, then love him. Know therefore that the Lord thy God is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him. He keepeth mercy. He keepeth covenant. Now listen to me. God has no capacity to fail. You can't love him and then he will fail you at the point where you need him. No! God does not have a capacity to fail. You can't love God and then he will now say, no, I want you to end in shame. Never, God cannot fail. He does not have the capacity to fail. The capacity to fail is not in God. The Bible says, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, that is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's a new day for somebody here today. It's a new day for somebody here today. And how can you love him? How can you love him? How can you love him? Ways to love God. We'll look at that quickly as we begin to round up. How to love him? Number one, serve him. Serve him. Deuteronomy 10 verse 12. Deuteronomy chapter 10 verse 12. Serve him. If your desire is to love him, your love is evidenced by your service. Serve him. Serve him. Serve him with your time. And now Israel, what does the Lord thy God require of thee? But to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, and to serve the Lord. Somebody say, serve the Lord. Serve the Lord. If you love him, I know my wife loves me because she serves me. It's a delight every day to serve me. Every blessed day of her life is a delight to serve me. And that shows me that she loves me. If you love God, then it's necessary that his service is paramount in your heart. Number 6b, how ways to love God, obey him. Obey him. Deuteronomy 11, verse 1. If you love him, obey his commandment. Everything he's telling you to do, do it. Obey him. Therefore, thou shalt love the Lord thy God and keep his charge and his statutes and his judgment and his commandments always. Somebody say always. If you love him, obey him. If he says don't do this, don't do it. He says run from this, run from it. If he says stop drinking that hot drink. Hot drink, hot. That is why your life is getting hot and hot and hot. That's why things are getting hot for you. Stop drinking the hot drink. Then you drop the hot drink inside the gutter. So that you yourself will not drop inside gutter. He says, stop smoking. That's why your life is removing smoke. Smoke. Then you take the cigarette, you put it inside water, and you drop it and say, cigarette, me and you. Bye bye to Jaga Jaga. Obey him. Number three, way to love him. Pursue the kingdom. Pursue the interest of his kingdom. If you love him, pursue the interest of his kingdom. Anything that involves God, pursue it. Anything that involves God's kingdom, pursue it. Pursue the interest of his kingdom. Pursue the interest of his kingdom. Praying, interceding for the church. Interceding, and doing things that involves the interest of the kingdom, like soul winning. Matthew 16:18. You are winning souls, you are bringing people to the Lord, you are converting your friends, you are talking to them, you are encouraging them to stop their sinful ways. All these things shows you love God. You love him. And of course, be a giver. You know, it is giving that shows the sincerity of your love. Love is not sure until giving is attached to it. 2 Corinthians 8 verse 8. The sincerity of your love is only proved by your giving. Giving is what shows that indeed your love is sincere. I speak not by commandment, but by occasion of the forwardness of others. And to prove the sincerity of your love. The sincerity of your love is proof. You can never claim you love God or love anybody in particular except the sickle of giving. Giving your time, giving your energy, giving your resources. And Jesus proved this in the next verse, 2 Corinthians 8 verse 9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich. My prayer for somebody here today is that the sincerity of your love shall be proved to God in this brand new year. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? And number seven, where I'm going to stop today on instructions for destiny upgrade is always express thanksgiving to the Lord for the past and the future you have not seen. For the past and also for the future you have not seen. If you want your destiny to be upgraded, you thank God in advance. You don't wait for the future to come before you thank him. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of the Lord. So when you thank God, you fulfill his will. So he will grant you your wishes. When you thank him, he will fulfill. That is his will. Then he will grant unto you your wishes. As you show your appreciation to him, then all he will begin to do is to take you to the topmost top. As you thank him for where you are now, he will take you to where you're supposed to go. As you thank him for what is available, he will give unto you what is desirable. As you thank him for what you have, the little in your pocket now. This is where people make mistake. Oh God, oh God. Am I going to end this 2017 like this? How many zeros are in my account now? Hey, after all I worked in 2018. Hey, I don't even have fuel to come to church. Hey, hold me. No fuel to come to church. Nonsense. As you thank him for what is available, he is sure to give you what is desirable. Maybe you are just thinking of little fuel here and there. He's even thinking of giving you a fuel station. Wherever you have a old tank, somebody will. That's the prophecy for somebody here today. By the time you are ending this year, you are a commander of resources. You are a commander of resources. I say you are a commander of resources. You are a commander of resources. You are a commander of resources. Let me hear your loudest amen. My prayer for somebody here today is that your destiny will be upgraded. Your destiny will be upgraded in the name of Jesus.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.